Tim Farron, the Lib Dem leader, quit as the party leader yesterday. He blamed the tension between living as a faithful Christian and serving as a political leader. Here's what he had to say.
From the very first day of my leadership 2 years ago, I have faced questions about my Christian faith. I've tried to answer with grace and patience. Sometimes my answers could have been wiser. At the start of this election, again, I found myself under scrutiny, asked about matters to do with my faith. I felt guilty that the focus was distracting attention from our campaign, obscuring our message. Now, journalists have got absolutely every right to ask whatever they see fit. The consequences of the focus on my faith is that I have found myself torn between living as a faithful Christian and serving as a political leader.
So it brings us again to a very interesting question, not just on the UK level, but here in Northern Ireland, because we do know that quite a few of our politicians here in Northern Ireland bring their faith into their political activity, into the way they not just live their personal lives, but the way they live their professional lives. They bring their Christian values and their faith into how they expect this country to be run. What's wrong with that? Would you not expect them to do that? Or should they be leaving their religion at the door? 030 30 80 55 55. Kevin Maguire, Associate Editor of the Daily Mirror. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Peter Linus of the Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Peter?
Well, Stephen, I think firstly it's sad that Tim Farron has found himself in this position, having led the party to an increased number of seats in the election, and saying he fundamentally said, "I feel torn between living as a faithful Christian and serving as a political leader." And it seems that the Liberal Party in name is not actually liberal in its values, and he was unable to hold to his Christian faith and lead that party. And so that's a sad place to find ourselves, and it raises real questions about liberalism and about the diversity and the tolerance that needs to be there. So it does raise big questions, but it's sad for Tim Farron today.
What do you think about, because I don't really want to talk about Tim Farron today, I want to use that to talk about the wider issue, and indeed then here in Northern Ireland. Do you think politicians, do you think the general population here in Northern Ireland are cool, are happy enough with politicians bringing their religion into politics here?
Well, I think there's a really interesting statement from Ruth Davidson, who led the Scottish Conservatives, and she said she wanted to see LGBT rights protected, and she would put that above the party. And nobody flinched at that. Nobody questioned her on it. Nobody critiqued her on it. But as soon as somebody puts a different thing there and says, "I want to put faith above my party," everybody would critique that or would ask questions. So I think for a lot of the politicians locally, what they've done is said, "This is what I believe. It influences my politics," as we all do. We all have a set of beliefs, a set of worldviews, a way in which we see things. Some are more open than others. And then most of those politicians have stood and been elected based on that platform. I don't think anybody could say they're surprised in Northern Ireland. Those people have stood, they've said, "This is what I believe. It will influence the way I make my decisions." Not saying every single one of them, but they've said in their manifestos and other things clearly what they believe, and people have voted knowing for that. So I don't think there's any bait and switch, shall we say, in Northern Ireland. It's very clear, and that seems perfectly reasonable because everybody does have a set of beliefs. They are influenced by some sort of opinion, and at least Tim Farron and others locally have been clear as to what that is.
Kevin?
Tim Farron's problem was twofold. One, he kept dodging answers to the question. He did eventually answer. He said, after he said, "We're all sinners," he finally came up with an answer that he didn't believe it was a sin to be gay. But he is the leader, or was the leader, of a Liberal Party, and he appeared to hold liberal views from a strand of his faith. The vicar's daughter, who's currently in Downing Street, doesn't seem to have any problems. Tony Blair didn't, and he was a closet Catholic towards the end. Gordon Brown, a Presbyterian, wasn't a problem of reconciling faith and politics. But if you are the leader of a Liberal Party and you appear to be discriminating, looking down on a section of the population, you espouse equality but don't appear to feel it, then I think that is a problem, and that is why he walked. One of his front bench spokespeople, Brian Paddock, former senior police officer in London, resigned from the Liberal Democrat team over this. It's also got to be said, in all fairness, his general election performance wasn't good because the Liberal Democrat vote fell. Although he went up from 8 to 12 MPs, it was a lot less than they were expecting.
What do you think at home this morning? 030-30-80-55-55. Is it all right? In fact, not just all right, would you encourage politicians of faith? My goodness, there are a lot of you who your faith, your religion is very, very important to you. Would you encourage politicians to bring that faith into politics in this country? Is it trendy these days? I guess another question I'm asking, Peter, is it trendy these days for some people to think that taking swipes at Christian politicians is fair game, but they wouldn't equally do that to a politician who was a Muslim or a Jewish MP, that they don't seem to get the same grilling? Is that fair?
Well, I think that question's definitely been asked, and I think rightly so. And so I do think that we have to have the parity. If we are having a seriously plural public square, then everybody's views should be challenged. Is it appropriate for Ruth Davidson to say she puts a certain set of views above party? Is it appropriate for Tim Fallon to say that? Is it appropriate for any MP to say there's something that is more important to me than party? And that's ultimately what Tim Fallon did. And in the end, in a sense, faith won. He said, I just can't hold this any longer. And he quoted a great Isaac Newton hymn, you know, love so amazing, so divine, it demands my soul, my life, my all, and it will always dominate. And so for many people of various faiths, faith will always be the dominant thing. And I think as long as they're open and public about that, at least we know what their values are, rather than people having a private set of beliefs that they're not telling anybody about.
Okay, Peter and Kevin, thank you very much.